So let me first of all paint a picture. Why are unicorns important in any ecosystem? Unicorns have a multiplier effect. And it's 10 times. Each unicorn gives you a 10 times multiplier. And unicorns is actually a benchmark to achieve something. It's an aspiration. So globally, everyone's talking about unicorns. And to get to a unicorn stage, what you mentioned, the lorry, you have to start small and you're building the business. That journey is where MDAC is. MDAC is in a journey where you start your business, you first commercialize it, then you're scaling it up, and then you have direct intervention. Then MDAC will understand which are the companies that are floating up, which are the companies that are gaining traction in valuation, which are raising funds, and then we intervene, a unicorn strategy. So we are now working with 10 potential unicorns, and we're intervening in strategies to gain traction, to get them to the valuation stage. So a lot of things are around mentorship, about ecosystem development, capacity development. It's about going global. It's about raising funds. It's about amplification. Malaysia, this part of the world, we are so bad in storytelling. How do you storytell? How do you then go out there to the world and sell, right? So these are some of the things that we've intervened. MDAC intervenes and MDAC addresses these ecosystem development initiatives. So now we have progressed in the last 6 to 7 years. We were concentrating on startups, then we were concentrating on scale-ups, which we call GAIN. Now we are looking at a unicorn strategy. We have 10 companies directly direct intervention going on right now. So to your question, are we on track to the Malaysia My Digital aspirations and Malaysia Digital aspirations of 5 unicorns? Absolutely yes. Talent is an issue not just in Malaysia, globally, right? If you go to Silicon Valley, what is your number one issue? It's talent. So we have our issues as well. Talent. I think underlying our digital economy is that talent is an enabler. MDAC does a lot of things. We do a lot of reskilling, upskilling, cross-skilling. We have initiatives, we have grants, we have incentives on just talent. I think we produce very good talent. I think our issue is we're not able to retain the talent. That's one. Post-COVID, the world has changed. The way we work has changed. The way we source our jobs has changed. So the gig economy has come in. The gig economy is estimated to be 1 billion people by 2025. So the gig economy has come in. So the way we are working has come in. So if you're looking at a unicorn that's working in Malaysia, you don't need to have the talent from here. You could source the talent online. You could do the work online. So likewise, Malaysian talent is also working everywhere else. At this launch in WCIT, we launched the Dirantau program, which is another two-pronged strategy. It's about talent coming to Malaysia. So we are addressing talent, we are addressing tourism, right? So, and that's supported by an entire ecosystem that contributes back to the economy. So talent is going to be very, very complicated. We need to continue pushing, upskilling, reskilling. We need to intervene with modules in schools, modules in the university. We need to have change of mindset. We need to be thinking digital. We need to do a lot of things which are very different. And I think the world would not have seen technology move so fast. But it's our talent moving fast, and that's where we intervene. The digital economy is a borderless economy. There are no borders. So you be on platforms. It's about connecting to the world. Now, don't forget that Malaysia has got leaders in the current situation in the ICT sector. We got leaders. So our entrepreneurship is great. So it is about connecting into ASEAN at the first step. Not just Malaysia, but ASEAN. ASEAN is a huge market. It's the fastest growing internet market in the world. And so we have an opportunity here. So positioning Malaysia into ASEAN is our strategy. Is our goal, and that's the market we need to concentrate on first step, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're pushing our companies for. We say don't build a product for Malaysia, build a product that is globally suitable, that is for the global markets, and scale. And MDAC's intervention programs are all about scaling, whether it's funding, whether it's market access, whether it's amplification, whether it's public speaking, whether it's articulating your ideas. It's all about scaling.